251063, the game on this Monday. We'll get back into the Titans and the Dolphins, setting you up for that one here just a little bit. But it was a big weekend of college football. You just asked me a question during the break, and I think we should pose it to the audience because it's an easy answer for me. What did you just ask me?
What do you think right now is more exciting, NFL football or college football?
It's college football by a mile. Like, it's not even close. I mean, you had a game Friday night. I know how you feel about Friday nights. I was actually doing a high school football game between Siegel and Blackman, so I didn't get to see it. But a controversial ending between Miami and Virginia Tech. Miami ends up winning after pretty much losing the whole game.
Right.
And they end up winning there at the end to go 4-0. But Virginia Tech probably should have won the game. You have that's exciting. You have Georgia-Alabama as the marquee game. But there were some great games throughout the day on Saturday. I mean, just in the SEC alone.
Yeah, and people are like, well, there's more games pick and choose in college football. No, let's go top 25, all right? You go to the game Friday night, Miami-Virginia Tech. Amazing game.
Fun game.
All the way through.
Yep.
Don't get me started on Georgia and Alabama. I mean, that was just
drama.
Kentucky and Ole Miss.
Fun game.
Really fun game throughout the whole thing. It's going down here. The Arizona-Utah game. It was a late game.
Yep.
Arizona knocked off the number 10 team in the country. That was a fun game.
I was watching Penn State-Illinois.
21-7 Penn State. That was close.
Yep.
The fourth quarter, Michigan-Minnesota was amazing.
Oh, yeah. Michigan tried to try their best.
They scored three touchdowns in the fourth quarter. They come back and try to win the game right there.
SC Wisconsin was a good one.
Yep. Notre Dame Louisville. It was a really good game. I'm leaving one more out here. Oklahoma Auburn.
Yeah, Oklahoma Auburn was great. The Arkansas game was good too.
Yep.
Arkansas Texas A&M.
So we're not. You know, I know there's 60 games compared to 16 in the National Football League. It's just the excitement. You know, and I got into these arguments on Twitter after the atmosphere at the. A good friend of mine went to the Oklahoma Tennessee game. He said, "Joe, the atmosphere in Norman, Oklahoma was amazing." He's like, it's, you know, it's not Tennessee, Alabama, Georgia, LSU, but he goes, it's right there in the atmosphere. And I was like, oh man, I got goosebumps. He's telling me about all that. And you think about it, it's more fun. It's just more fun right now. NFL, I mean, yesterday was awful.
Yeah. It was just the product's just not where it should be.
Right.
I don't really know how to fix that.
I was listening to Robbie and Joe this morning at the gym, and Joe made a good point for once about there is a offensive line shortage in football.
Yeah.
You know why? Nobody wants to play offensive line. We've talked about this. A coach in high school, he had more guys here in Nashville, had more guys come out for receiver than linemen. He had like 6 linemen and 22 receivers. It was like, 20 of y'all will never catch a pass in your life. Get over there to the line. So nobody wants to play offensive line. It's not fun. It's not glorious. It's not glamorous. Nobody wants to do it. And right now you're seeing that. 7-on-7 is almost ruining football.
Yeah.
Right? Everybody wants to catch the pass. Everybody wants to go out and run the route, but nobody wants to do the work.
Right.
And that's a problem. And it's happening every week. And these travel ball coaches,
but you're not seeing it as much though in college football, because I mean, you still have some, you know, stout offensive linemen.
Not many.
Not, I guess, like it used to be.
No, not at all. Everybody wants to play receiver now, which I understand that. But when you're 6'4", 300, you're out playing receiver.
Yeah, I knew pretty quick I wasn't going to play receiver.
Right, right. There's a great high school.
Because I couldn't catch. That's for, you know.
One of the best tight end in high school in the country is here in Nashville. He's 6'5", 240. And I was talking to Fred, like, they're going to put him at left tackle.
Yeah,
he's so athletic because there is a need for offensive linemen across the board, and now it's heading up to the National Football League where it's really – I mean, it's – look, the Chiefs are great, but that right tackle who sent – he might as well be in the backfield with Mahomes.
Right.
He sets up back there so far. So it's just something that's going to have to see and kind of figure it out. But overall, getting back to the original question, college football is just amazing right now.
Oh, it's
amazing.
It's so much fun. There's something that has happened that I love. Like, I love when this happens. The AP Top 25 came out. The coaches' poll came out. And they're not the same And I love when there's a difference. And it's where I kind of thought there'd be a difference. Alabama, after defeating Georgia, rockets from fourth to first. They're the number one team in the AP top 25. However, in the coaches' poll, they put Texas number one. I tend to agree with the coaches' poll more than the AP. I think Texas should still be number one. Bama two, then Ohio State, then Tennessee.
I'll politely and respectfully disagree.
You think Bama should be one?
Bama beat the number two team in the country. Texas won the road and beat a fake number 10 team.
Okay.
That's just me right now with all that. And, you know, the good news is it's all going to play itself out.
Yeah.
So we can argue and debate this all along who's going to be number one right now. But I think I got to give it to Alabama. Just because of who they on the road. I know it's Wisconsin, but still. And then they knocked off number two Georgia at home. That's it. That's why I think.
You know, what's crazy to think about looking at Georgia's schedule, and look, Carson Beck looked terrible Saturday.
On that first half.
Yeah, really the bad. First half. And then, you know, something clicked. But Georgia now, I mean, they don't have much wiggle room. I mean, I get it. They have a gauntlet schedule, but they got to go to Texas. They got to go to Ole Miss, even though I know Ole Miss lost to Kentucky. Ole Miss, to me, is still good. Then they got to play Tennessee at home. You know, the cocktail party against Florida, you never know how that's going to go.
Well, don't they have Auburn this weekend?
They got Auburn. I think Auburn's a lot better than people thought they were.
Auburn always plays them tough. So, I mean, there's four games right
there.
Yeah,
they have Auburn, Mississippi State, and then on the 19th, they're at Texas.
Are they playing South Carolina this year?
They do not.
Okay. Well, that's sad. That was always a fun, good game. Going back real quick to the Miami-Virginia Tech game, I know you were working Friday night. Dr. Crane, did you watch a Miami-Virginia Tech game?
I did.
Did you the fourth quarter when the catch, whether it's a catch or not?
Yes.
Did you see the one cutaway everybody's talking about when they went to the command center in Charlotte?
Yeah. There was like four people in there.
And they're eating pizza, and they're like hanging out, and they're like looking. And I was thinking, no way in hell do I want that job. There's no way. I mean, they were like three guys looking over a screen, two guys in the background having a Diet Coke and pizza. I was like, quit showing that because I don't want to know that's how it's being done. I was like, what's happening here? I don't want to see that. And then they also made the call that the Miami guy touched the ball and he's out of bounds. I thought he caught the pass, Virginia Tech guy, because he came down with the ball. Then it kind of rolled to the side and came out, at least from my view. But I was telling Chase, there's no way in Hades they were overturning that and letting Miami lose that game.
Oh, yeah. No.
There was no way.
I was going to say, the nation loves when Miami's top 10, top 5. That, like, when the U is back, everybody
loves
that.
Does the nation love it, or does college football need it?
College football needs it. Thank you for saying that.
Yeah, I mean, I kind of feel like Miami's one of those teams that you kind of need them to be good because they're just a blue blood in college football, just like Notre Dame or Alabama or, you know, Georgia. Georgia the last few years, but maybe not – like it used to be. But I just think, just like, I mean, I think Tennessee falls in that, like, especially around here.
No, absolutely does. Max Herz agrees with us that the command center video, I'm telling you, when I saw that, I'm thinking it's just
embarrassing.
It really is. It's just, there's a whole empty room. I know, Chase, I know you didn't see it, but it was like a computer lab at FRA. There's nobody in there, but there's two people leaning over looking at a monitor and two guys in the back eating pizza and Diet Coke. I mean, it was just like, I wanted to see like 15 guys around a huge screen.
Headsets on.
Yeah, analyzing it like in a courtroom. Instead, I got a damn after party at this computer lab. I don't want to see that.
It was bad.
It was.
I will say credit to Jalen Lane, former MTSU wide receiver. Played really good.
Played great.
Really good.
Don't get me started on the MTSU players who have left and who are making huge impacts in college football around the country, because there's like 12 of them that are doing fantastic. There's that word again. In college football, it's something else. All right, so there's something that we want to do when we come back.
Okay.
Right? And something that you need to do on Saturday. We talked about this. And if you can do it, you need to go do it somehow, some way. And I'll explain what it is. It's happening Saturday here in town, that if you are a sports fan, find a way to be there. And I'll tell you why when we come back.
All right, we will do that next. This week's Nashville's Best Deal is from Nashville's largest axe throwing venue, Bad Axe Throwing Nashville. Aim for a great time while enjoying curated cocktails from the full bar and a Northwoods-inspired menu with a southern twist. Go to thegamenashville.com/deals to get half off a $30 gift card while supplies last. More Chase and Big Joe presented by the Omni Nashville Hotel. Next, 102.5, 106.3.
The program. We expected to get this. When you come to our house, we show you how to play some SEC ball. It don't matter where you're from. You're going to know what ball we play. We're going to next week ranked. That's fine. Alabama, you're next.
Chase is Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, the game. What was that? Now, that was old school right there.
So, 2017, Vanderbilt knocks off Kansas State. Kansas State was ranked 17th in the country. Vandy played a hell of a game, and Alabama was up next. So, Justin Beasley and I go on the field, and we find, I'm going to butcher his name, but Nephi Lualu or Lalalu or whatever. And I just, you know, here's the deal. You sports reporters, young, getting out of college, listen to this. When you can get somebody on the field after a game, their emotion is raw.
Oh, yeah.
When they go to the locker room.
That's why SIDs don't like it.
That they hate it. So when you go to the locker room, they calm down, they come back out 3 minutes later, that raw emotion's not there. So if you can catch them on the field, do that. So we interview him on the field, and he says, I think nothing of it. We go back to Channel 4, and Justin's getting it down. He goes, I'm going to upload this to the Channel 4 website. And I said, yeah, so maybe tag an Alabama thing. Just, you know, it's got a little rivalry, little oomph for this game. Well, we found like 9 websites you could tag it to. So we tagged everybody in Alabama. That next morning by like noon, it already had like 500,000 views. And Alabama, and it was like, it was the first thing Saban was asked at his press conference on Monday. Jalen Hurts talks about it. I mean, and it just took off. Well, Vanderbilt raises hell. They're mad at everybody, but they're mad at us. And so they put out an edict like, no longer can you interview players. This was a long email from Larry Leathers. He tagged like 80 people in this email. Said, no longer can you interview players on the field as of right now. It should not have done it anyway, but we're going to really crack down. No more interviewing players on the field. I reply back to all and say, oh, Larry, what happened? Larry responds to me privately and says, I think you know what happened. And I was like, I mean, he understood it. But that clip now is resurfaced. It's like 8 million views. So now it's back up again. And I had people in Alabama last night were sending me, like 4 or 5 people sending me texts like, here it goes again. So that we just got the Vandy player on the field.
Here's my thing on that. And look, for those of you.
Oh, by the way, Vanderbilt got beat 59-0 the next weekend.
Yeah, you know what else happened in that game? I was at that game, but that was the first time we saw someone. Tua.
Is that Tua?
Yeah. Tua came in like mid-game, like by halftime. I think he was the quarterback.
I did not know that.
So here's what I'll say to that. And you know, those of you listening probably have no idea who Larry Leathers is. Larry was the SID at Vanderbilt for a very long time. Very, very nice man. Loved working with Larry.
Yeah.
But this is my thing of we sit here and like we're talking about the NFL and we're talking about, okay, personalities and who's like the star player. Well, you don't get those because of situations like that. Like I get it. You're trying to your job as a sports information director is you're trying to keep the peace and, you know, all that stuff. But if a dude says something in the moment, like, I want that raw reaction.
Yeah.
That's what people want to hear. Like, I you know, I've told the story. I got in trouble or a slap on the hand after the Music City Bowl because I went up to Juwan Jennings and interviewed Juwan Jennings after, like, when he was a freshman, after they won the Music City Bowl. And the guy comes running up. You can't interview him. I'm like, well, I just did. So what are you going to do?
Got it done.
Kick
no.
me out? Like,
and that's the thing. Is that,
but it's know. Like they want to – it's like you want to control narratives, and coaches are guilty of this. And that's really where it starts. It's really with the coaches and the paranoia there. But it's like let these kids be who they are. If they say something that pisses you off, then okay, they say something that pisses you off. Deal with it behind the scenes. But in the raw emotion, what do you want a Vanderbilt player to say
right
after beating a K-State team and knowing that the best team or one of the best teams in the country is coming to town? oh, well, we've had a good run, but here comes Alabama. Yeah. Like, no, hell yeah, say it.
I tell people, Bama would have beat Vandy 59-0 had he not said that or not.
Exactly.
But I want my player to go out and say, hell yeah, I want the challenge. Like you're talking about, I want the challenge to do that. And so that's why you get the raw emotion of that. Now, what I said earlier before the break, look, and we talked about this last week before we were unsure Bama would be number one. If you can go the game, go. If you can go to the Bama game on Saturday, whether you are an Alabama fan or not, they are the number one team in the country. How often does the number one team come into your backyard, especially in Nashville?
Right.
2017, maybe? Was Georgia ranked number one along this time they came in? I mean, go see the number one team. It's because it's so much fun. I was there to see that. Now, I know 90% of the crowd's going to be Alabama fans, and we know that's been the story forever. But maybe you can get a ticket, upper deck, and just go and see. And the weather's supposed to be beautiful on Saturday. It's a 3:15 game. Go see that. And my Lord, what I love for Vanderbilt to beat Alabama on Saturday.
I think Vandy's going to play him hard. I'm no question there. Because we could really be having this conversation. You go back and you look at the first four games of Vanderbilt season, we could sit here and go, well, they could be 4-0 right now.
Yeah. All right.
They should probably at least be 3-1. And, you know, Georgia State is one that they obviously want back. But they played Missouri tough, were in position to win that game, and then they, won their first two. So, I mean, think about what that narrative would have been like, because probably at that point, Vandy would have been ranked.
Game day's here.
Maybe. I don't know if game day would have been here.
Well, yeah, number one team versus a Vandy team's probably in the top 25 because they knocked off Missouri.
Yeah.
So Alabama plays South Carolina next week and then Tennessee in 2 weeks. So it's not like it's a trap game per se, but I think you can catch Bama at a right time to be competitive in the first half because there's got to be a small letdown.
Yeah, I'll be surprised if it's the same result as it was the last time Alabama was here. I don't think it'll be a 59-0. I'd be very, very surprised. Now, I think Bama's going to win. I think the spread's 24.5.
Yeah.
I think Bama's going to win by, probably three or four touchdowns. But I think you'll see Vandy play tough and play them hard. I just think, Bama's just a better team.
It could be on Saturday if Vanderbilt wins. At least.
Goalposts up and down West.
Oh, down Broadway. I'll help carry it down Broadway. I'll get out there.
Hey, I'll get out there and we'll take that son of a gun down to the river.
Yeah.
Just like they did in Knoxville.
Dr. Crane, you in with this? I don't know what you're watching.
I can.
Okay. I'm sure Vanderbilt doesn't like hearing that right now.
I don't give a damn.
As long as I'm able to sit on the goalpost and everybody just carries me on.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yes. Yes.
Yeah, we're taking the goalpost.
Bring your
down.
Cowboy hat. And you're going to, I want you to wave the hat going yeehaw right in the goalpost.
I have a cowbell from Mississippi State. I can bring it all.
All right, you're going to ride that cowboy hat like Steve Buscemi did in Armageddon when he's on top of that.
Yes.
Nuclear warhead. That's what you're going to do. I'm telling you, man, if this happens, I will find a way to get to West End and help carry that goalpost all the way from West End to the Cumberland River.
And I'll hold the panel.
Nobody's going to stop us. You know Freddie O'Connell, the mayor. Chase, call him and tell him, clear the way out of this. Mike Organ knows John Drake, the police chief, really well. We'll say back off, chief, for a little bit.
Mike Organ's cat can ride on the goalpost.
Could you imagine taking that goalpost down Broadway? Well, this would be the best thing ever.
I will tell you this. If that happens, if Vanderbilt upsets Alabama, I will call Dr. Candace Lee myself and say, give Clark Lee a 10-year extension. That's the biggest win you've ever had and probably the biggest win you're ever going to get.
Ever.
Give that man an extension.
At least my time on this
and
planet.
And Jerry Kill, too. He should probably.
Yeah, get them all. But I'm serious, man. We're going to meet over there and carry the goalpost down.
I'd love to see it. I would love to see it.
Do I have your commitment for Saturday night?
Absolutely.
Okay. And Dr. Crane, we got yours, so we're good to go there.
There is a birthday gathering Saturday, so we just got to make sure it all works out.
Well, bring them.
Is it Nani's?
No, it's my neighbor.
Oh,
yeah, then.
Well, how are they?
We
90?
Like your neighbor, but
are they up getting on the elderly? I mean,
they're like middle age, like right before 50, 10 years before 50.
All right, so they'll have more birthdays. So we'll skip that party. Come with us, and we'll go down there.
Deal.
We'll call Ricky. He's got nothing else going on, so we'll do this and take the goalpost down West End. And we said it here first, people on the People Show, the Chase and Big Joe Show. We're going to lead the charge with these goalposts.
Yeah, we are. Yeah, I'd love to see
Watch them win now, and you call me up. Hey, man, oh, my God, Vanderbilt won. I'm like, what? We never thought chance in hell they'd win.
So who's renting the flatbed?
No, you don't have to.
No, just everybody carries it.
Everybody carries it.
Oh. Yeah,
you think you put a goalpost in a flatbed?
That is... I can just see Dr. Crane's like that. Have you seen that commercial with Case Keenum with the dudes trying to back the trailer and they pull him and go to Case Keenum? I can see Dr. Crane being that way, like, no, Jerry, a little bit more. No, a little bit. You're almost it. We got it.
Oh, just, man. That's a long walk.
Yeah, but if you beat Alabama, you don't feel the steps.
Could be honest, could you imagine? Because it's not just us three carrying the goalposts. There would be thousands marching straight down Broadway to the river to dump it in the river. That would be so amazing. It might be one of the best nights ever in the history of Nashville, Tennessee.
It would be awesome.
Yeah.
I would love it. I
Is that overtake the Music City Miracle?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they're different, but yeah, I would say so. I mean, it would be the biggest win in the history of Vanderbilt, I think. I mean, I know they had their days back in the, 1910s or whatever it was.
Right. But they did.
I mean, they were one of the best teams in the country. But like, in the modern era, in the SEC, like, there would be no bigger win in the history of Vanderbilt University than that one.
The last thing I remember, they knocked off – was South Carolina ranked 6th or 5th, like, in 07 or 08?
They beat Auburn one year when Auburn was –
That was 08 and 12. They beat Auburn. Auburn was not good. But I'm talking as far as a high-ranked team.
I thought in 08, I thought Auburn was ranked.
Yeah. I mean, they could have been. But were they ranked 6?
I don't know.
South Carolina.
I don't know what the biggest – I mean, I don't think they've ever beaten the number one team. So
no. Very few do. I'm thinking, go back in my head, victories. They've beaten Alabama before. They beat them in 84. Remember that.
You know what's crazy to think about? So, hypothetically speaking, if you look at Vanderbilt's schedule, their remaining schedule, they could face – so, Alabama's number one. When they face Texas on October 26th, Texas could be number one. So, they could potentially face the number one team there. And then they get Tennessee to close out the year. Hypothetically, Tennessee could be – no, it's in it is at home. All are here.
Oh, man.
The number one team in the country could hypothetically come to Vanderbilt Stadium 3 times this year.
Wow.
If things, depending on how things work out.
Wow.
So, like, when you sit here and you say you got a chance to go see the number one team in the country, hypothetically, it may not be your last chance.
Good.
Because Texas and Tennessee are in the mix.
Boy, Tennessee Rosen here at number one.
Oh, my God. Whew.
Imagine Vandy knocking off all three. If that were the case, I'd be crazy.
We're dead. Then I died back in July.
Yeah, no, yeah, man, I would say the same thing. Like, this will never happen, but if Tennessee were number one, do you consider moving that game to Nissan Stadium?
Never. Nope. I have more Vol fans there?
Yeah, I mean, that's what crazy. It would be. That's why it would never happen. But, I mean, like.
I'm not a fan of moving any game off campus.
Yeah, I'm the same way.
Yep.
But, I mean, that would just be. Something, but we shall see. Of course, you can hear that game on 94.9 The Fan this week because of Preds coverage. So we will have it for you. We'll have more on college and also the Titans and the Dolphins later tonight. Coming up next, Chasing Big Joe. Yes, we didn't go to church, but I'm blessed. Chasing Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3 The Game here on this Monday. So literally as we were going to break, I get a notification on my phone that got my attention. You know, ESPN sends out these notifications, usually linking you to an article or something that they want you to check out. But the headline said, sources, Big Ten, SEC to talk possible scheduling partnership. Heather Denich is the reporter on this, who's all over, college football. And it got so I clicked on it, clickbait, got me. And I read through it only to see that the Big Ten and the SEC ADs will discuss a possible partnership in football scheduling along with their preferences for automatic bids in the next iteration of the college football playoff. The discussion is to take place at an in-person meeting in Nashville, Tennessee.
Wow.
Next week. I mean, we knew this was coming, right?
Let's crash this.
The SEC and the Big Ten, like, I mean, that everybody, you know, saw, we're going to be busy with the goalposts, but.
True.
You know.
Oh, man. Well, I mean, that's just, it's been rumblings for a while, but now they're just putting it out in the open. Good for them.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not shocked by this at all. And this is, I mean, this is where if you're the ACC or the Big 12, you know, the Pac-12's trying to, you know, come back, but obviously won't be the same. Do you, like, what do you do?
I think the SEC needs to gobble four more up, and so does the Big 10.
Well, that's going to happen.
So you gobble four.
I think. So here's just my prediction off the cuff here, off the top of my head. I think Florida State and Miami will be in the SEC before all is said and done.
I think Florida State goes to the Big Ten and Miami goes to the SEC. I don't think Florida State and Miami want to be – I think they would like being separated.
Yeah.
That's me. But they're gone.
Maybe. But the other two I'm not sure of. If you're the SEC, do you want to try and get Duke and North Carolina because of basketball?
Yeah. I mean, you talk about what has Sankey not made it a priority to kind of get basketball up there? You already got football.
Right.
So you want Kansas? Kansas is going to go to the
Big Ten. I think Kansas goes to the Big Ten.
Absolutely. And you'll get somehow, some way Clemson. Clemson's got a vast alumni base that spends a lot of money. So yeah.
I could see Clemson in the SEC.
Yeah. So there's going to be four more and four more. So there's 20. So
Virginia Tech is one that I'd watch.
Yeah.
You know.
It's going to be that way. It's going to be 20 and 20, and they're going to gobble these other teams up and go with, for it. It's going to happen a lot sooner than we think, too.
Oh, it'll be in the next few years.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, 20 and 20, and then everybody else kind of trying to see what. Where the others messed up is when this whole thing with the SEC and the Big Ten happened last year. You know, there was this discussion of, like, an alliance with the Big 12 and the Pac-12 and the ACC and all that stuff, and it fell through.
Yeah.
And that did them in. That did the Pac-12 in. Like, the Pac-12 died because they couldn't get that stuff together.
Let me ask you this one. Hypothetical. Would they kick a team out? Would the SEC kick Vandy out?
No, this has been brought up for years. No, because I don't think they're going to kick anybody out. I think they're going to look at it. And I do think there is that sense of we have an academic institution in our league, and that matters to them in some way.
I sure hope it does.
And so, you know, that – and that's the question too. Like, if you're Vanderbilt, do you want Duke? Do you want a team like Duke, you know, to join? Or do you like being the only, like, true private school academic institution? I don't know. I don't know the answer to that. But I don't think they kick anybody out. So, I mean, and partly because baseball, I mean, that's kind of been important to them. You know, they have that.
It's growing.
Yeah.
15 years ago, no, but now it is.
Now it matters.
Because SEC's won what?
I mean, SEC is a
4 straight?
Yeah.
5 straight?
Tennessee, Ole Miss, and Mississippi State, I think, have been in there.
Vandy won in 19. They didn't play in 20. 21 was Ole Miss, 22 Mississippi State, or vice versa.
21 in Mississippi State.
Yeah.
22 Ole Miss, 23 was LSU, 24 was Tennessee.
Yeah.
I don't know. Let's just figure out next week what they're going to do, but I think down the line we'll see some gobbling up that's going to happen and do all that with those. We are taking a – somebody said, are you taking names for the goalpost? We are not, but if you'd like to
show up.
To show up Saturday about 6:30 over on West End, and we'll figure it all out. You'll have your assignment sheet when you show up.
I mean, we'll have to have people designated that are in the stadium to go get it and bring it out.
Yeah.
And but we'll be there once it comes out, you know, to help take it down West End.
But do you think at this point they'll be telling security, like, hey, act tough, but let them by? Be like Andre Dillard, like, just let people get by you?
Yeah. Here's my thing. Like, I know technically it's against the rules.
True.
And you're not supposed to do it. And, you know, now they have – I don't know if Vanderbilt has them, but, you know, a lot of stadiums have those goalposts that fold.
Yep.
And, like, they'll fold them down, you know, so you can't –
like the Titans offensive line.
Yeah, basically. So, okay. Yeah, like Andre Dillard. That's good. Yeah, just fold over. But, like, if you beat the number one team in the country that's Alabama. If I'm security, I'm like, hey, I'm going on break. See ya.
Right. Stop them. Whatever.
I'm going to help.
Like John Candy in Vacation. Like, sorry, folks, the field's closed. Moose out front should have told you. But look, man, could you imagine? You know, I know Fox 17's got that camera of Broadway going down. It just had to a live look. And here comes thousands of people carrying the goalpost.
You just see a bouncer checking the ID of the goalpost. Tootsie's is full. You got to go down the street.
You know, years later, my granddaughter, you know, Papa, were you in that? It's like, yes, honey, I was leading the charge up front going down.
See a guy, khaki shorts, no shirt, and a face paint? That's me.
And wearing my New Balance shoes, man, walking straight down. I want this to happen now.
That would be awesome.
I want this to happen, that this goes on. That'd be now, awesome. Because of this, Bama wins 77-0, but still.
Sorry, Clark.
On that, you know, I've told the story about getting Vanderbilt fans getting mad at me after that Alabama game about the – I tell you about the pollen count. I told you this, right?
You may have. Refresh my memory.
So when Bama beat Vandy 59-0, I was doing the sports at Channel 4, and Paul Hagan did weather, and for some odd reason – Paul went a minute short. So Alan Frio, so at the very end, they put the pollen count up there, and the pollen count was 7. And I said, oh, look at that, guys. The pollen count outscored Vandy. And about 7 or 8 Vandy fans did not like that. They called and emailed, and one person demanded me to be fired after the 6 o'clock news. But it was funnier than hell. Score 7 points.
That was good.
Yeah. So Paul count 7, Vandy nothing. I was like, oh man. We laughed about that because the phone call came into the newsroom. We put it on speakerphone, and she's like, I demand him to be fired. That is hurtful and insensitive. And we were just laughing. Score 7 points. That's all we're asking.
You got to learn to make fun of yourself.
We do.
That's how you survive. Josh and Donaldson says the 4 SEC teams will be Miami, Florida State, North Carolina, and Louisville. Louisville's another one that makes sense.
It does. I mean, there's all those make sense if you look at it.
Yeah, for whatever reason. Bruce disagrees with you on Florida State. Bruce, what's up?
Hey, guys. How you doing today? Yeah, Joe, there's one thing about the Big Ten that you probably don't know, and that is they only will take – universities that are members of the American Association of Universities. And what is that? They're the 71 top research universities in the United States and Canada. Every member of the Big Ten is a member of the AAU except for Nebraska, which was when they joined the conference. And because the Big Ten has a consortium not just for athletics but also for research, they will not take any schools that aren't in the AAU. And Florida State is not in the AAU, so there's no shot.
Bruce, you're way too smart for our show. This is fascinating. I had no idea.
I've never heard that. I just learned something.
You can look it up, and it's the reason they took some schools from the Pac-12 and not others. They took the Pac-12 schools that were a member of the AAU, and it's a very exclusive. There's 69 in the United States and 2 in Canada. They're the 71 top research universities in North America.
Well, Florida State, have you been to that campus? There's some beautiful women. There's a lot of research you can do down there. That's a beautiful, beautiful campus.
Not the kind of research we're looking for, Joe.
Yeah. Thanks for the call, Bruce. Appreciate it.
No problem at all. See you.
I didn't know that.
I had no idea. Thank you, Bruce. Okay. My goodness.
All right. Well, that's good to know.
That's why Rutgers snuck in there. Wow. Okay. All right. Yeah.
There you go. 615-737-1025. We'll come back, put a bow on things. One final prediction for tonight's Monday night game, and also, what day is it and celebrity birthdays? It's Chase and Big Joe on a Monday, 102.5, 106.3. Chase and Big Joe on this Monday. Titans, Dolphins tonight. The pregame show starting at 4 out at Twin Peaks in Madison. Looking forward to that with Jared and company. Stillman and company will be before that. Guess I could have just
what time's the game? 6?
It's like is it a 6:30 kickoff, Dr. Crane?
7:15
Eastern.
So yeah, 6:15.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, it's the first kickoff because it's ESPN, and then so let's see, is it Chris Fowler and Lewis Riddick and
Orlovsky. And Laura Rutledge.
Yeah.
Seems like the prime, I guess, group.
The G team.
Yeah.
The F team. The team that's way down the list.
Fowler knows, like, Fowler did his prep you know, probably at 5 o'clock this afternoon.
On the plane, Tuscaloosa down. Right.
By the way, did you watch game day? Did you get to see game day at all? Terry Sabin was hilarious. That was entertaining, and it was a brilliant move by ESPN to have her on. I thought it was funny. You're disagreeing with
it's
me.
All
right.
That's fine. I mean, it's fine. It's.
But I thought it was brilliant to have her up there.
Yeah.
So.
I just.
Play to the crowd, man.
Oh, I totally agree with you. Play to the crowd. It's just.
And the fact that we're starting to see, like, more of Nick Saban, the person, and not the coach.
Yeah.
Like, I think is cool.
Yeah. I mean, it's. I want more. I don't know. It's not going to ever make me happy, but back in the day, there were a lot of good features, a lot of good solid stories, and now it's, like you said, they're playing to the crowd.
Right? McAfee taking his shirt off, and, you know.
Yeah, it is what it is.
He was at the Colts game yesterday. What do you think happens tonight?
I think Dolphins squeeze it out like 27-20.
Yeah.
I think they got more – I don't know. There's more urgency on that sideline than there is on the Titans sideline.
I hope I'm wrong, but I think we're talking about an 0-4 Titans team tomorrow.
Oh, yikes.
Going into the off week. So we will see. With that, let's get to what day is it and celebrity birthdays.
All right, gentlemen. First on the list today we have Chewing Gum Day. All right, some gum.
Love some gum.
Ask a Stupid Question Day.
That's every day.
Daily.
Ooh, Extra Virgin Olive Oil Day. How about that?
Okay. Love some olive oil.
Let's see. International Blasphemy Rights Day.
Watch your mouth.
I know. You got to watch out for that bad language. International Podcast Day is next.
Everybody's got one.
Let's see. Yep. International Thunderbirds Day.
Oh. Like the Air Force?
No, like the comics and the toys and stuff.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
That's what it shows here. Next here we have International Translation Day.
That's all good.
Right. Oh, you should know that, like with your Italian?
Yeah.
Like, arrivederci.
Goodbye. Yeah. Uh-huh. National Hot Mulled Cider Day. There you go.
Okay.
National Love People Day. Always got to do that around the world.
Love people.
National Mud Pack Day. Not sure what that is.
I don't know what that is either.
National Preparathon Day.
Maybe you should have done that one before you did the National Mud Pack Day.
Well, I don't know, Joe. National Souffle Potato Day.
I love that.
Orange Shirt Day, and then Time for Yoga Day.
Orange
Shirt Day?
Orange Shirt Day, that's what it says.
Is that for construction workers? Isn't that what that is? I think it is.
Yeah, okay. Convicts.
All right, time for celebrity birthdays. You got to get these within two. Our first birthday, policewoman Angie Dickinson. How old is Angie Dickinson?
68.
74.
93.
Nice.
That's pretty close there. Greg Brady, Barry Williams. How old is he?
74.
70.
70 exactly. Want to feel old? That's the way to do it. Fran Drescher, the nanny.
The nanny. 68.
73.
67. 2-1, Dr. Crane. Come on down the list here. Who's this handsome guy? Eric Stoltz. Eric Stoltz was also in Pulp Fiction.
Yeah.
Answer the phone, Lance.
64.
62.
63. That's a push. Well done. Trey Anastasio from Fish. I guess he's a lead guitar player, singer. I couldn't name a Fish song if they slapped me.
75.
70.
60. Do you know any Fish songs?
No. I know Jam Band. I mean, that's what they are.
All right.
They were in The Simpsons.
Jenna Elfman.
What was she on?
Greg? Darman
Greg?
Yeah,
Darman Greg. Yeah.
60. 64. 53. Sorry. The great, talented, handsome Johnny Mathis. How old is Johnny Mathis?
80.
84.
89. Marilyn McCoo. Billy Davis Jr. and Marilyn McCoo from the Fifth Dimension. She used to host Solid Gold back in the day.
78.
76.
81. Country singer Deborah Allen, who at once I was told dated Prince. She lives here in Nashville.
62.
65.
71. Dr. Crane's up 2-1 still. Country singer Marty Stewart.
70.
78.
66. Country singer Eddie Montgomery of Montgomery Gentry.
61.
63.
61, exactly. Chase is up 3-2. We're going down here. Who else we got? Oh, actor Tony Hale from Veep and Arrested Development and a Samford University graduate.
They don't claim you. They claim him.
They do not claim me. In fact, they've asked if I'd stop mentioning Samford on the show.
He is 58.
55.
54. We're tied at 3.
Dang.
Woo, getting down nitty-gritty, too. I'm nervous. Here we go. We got three left. Alabama. He played baseball at Alabama and for the New York Mets. Dave Magadan was a great hitter for the Mets. Great hitter in college baseball.
All right. Willie, send it to me.
Dave Magadan.
59.
48.
62. Jeremy Giambi.
Jason's brother.
He played 16 years in the major leagues.
57.
56.
50.
Damn.
Last one. Martina Hingis. How old is she?
Who the hell is that?
Tennis player.
Oh. 48.
43.
She's 43 exactly.
Wow.
Dr. Crane at the buzzer. Well done. You ever heard of Martina Hingis?
No.
Okay.
I don't watch a lot
of
tennis.
Now you have. Now you've got it.
All right. That'll do it for us. Enjoy both games tonight. We will have full reaction tomorrow, but don't go anywhere. DVD coming up next.
Absolutely. Hey, it's Monday. To our guys out there, look, we love you. Hope you had a great weekend. If you need to talk to somebody, again, on your cell phone, dial 988. Please reach out. Please talk to somebody if you're going through some dark clouds and everything. As I tell you, dark clouds move out of the way, and they're replaced by what? Beautiful sunshine and skies. Know that we love you. We're here from you. We all walk together. If you need us, please reach out and know that we love you.
Amen to that.